I wanted to sort of start with your history. I was watching an interview earlier that you spoke about sort of being in school. It was 2006. You're 14 years old, and you're already starting to make music. Is this music creation, being a musician, being an artist, has that been a thing that's been with you your entire life?
Yeah, since I've been a kid, literally, that's the first thing I wanted to do growing up as a kid. So my entire life, you can say, yeah.
Yeah, so in terms of your name, so I hope I pronounce this right, Aylesbury, is that right?
Yeah, perfect.
yeah. Hopefully it's all right. And then obviously Star, you being a star, so A Star. So you've seen this. So were you the kind of kid, you know, at 14 when every time you blinked, you saw your name or A Star in stars, I suppose? Like you blinked and you were like, I can see myself there.
Like when I first started as a kid, I just saw myself being like a star in my neighborhood locally. So I didn't really see anything beyond that. So I was just thinking like everyone in the hood, everyone around the area is going to know who I am from music. So that was my main dream when I was a kid. And then it wasn't until after I did that, then I started to see the bigger picture. So
that's amazing. It's amazing. You tweeted once, I never released music for millions of streams and views. That stopped a long time ago. I released music because the spirits told me to make the world dance.
Yeah,
I think everything you just said sort of wraps that up pretty amazingly. So do you feel that in your soul? I mean, it's like I said, it's so amazing to see someone really passionate, really almost obsessed in a good way with things. Do you feel that in your soul, that you've been called by the spirits, by something that's not in this world, to make people dance, to make a better world?
Yeah, definitely, because starting with music in the first place, I feel like music is already a spiritual thing. So when I'm in a studio, when I'm making music, a lot of the times when I'm making my tracks, I don't go there knowing exactly what I'm going to do. It's like we go there and then my producers start to make the beat. And then as they're making the beat, I start to get some vibes, and then I go on the mic and then I let out the vibes that I have. And then before you know it, we've made a track, you know, so that process to me is a spiritual process, because I go there not knowing what I'm going to do, but it's almost like something tells me what to do, like a spiritual, like some spirits tell me what to do, and then the song just completes in some way. And then we drop the track and then the world loves it. So that whole process for me is something that I can't explain, like in a physical like matter. So the only thing I can refer it to is a spiritual thing. So that's what I mean by spirits. I don't mean to get too deep, but you know, just how to put it.
No, 100%. But I think a lot of people forget that, and that's where you know, I mean I'm so passionate about a lot of things, but I also can't explain it. And I think it's the best way to explain it, because we, at the end of the day, we don't know why we are here, but if we can feel something really amazing, you know, then we'll feel something really amazing.
Exactly.
Anyway, I'm going to start crying because I'm so I wanted to talk about your collaboration with Shoma Jozy.
Yeah.
So how did you guys link up? How did you meet? How did you get to work on a song together?
So I made this track, Stepping Good, probably around the beginning of the year. My producer sent me the beat, and then we finished off the beat in the studio, and the chorus literally just, as my producer was finishing the beat in the studio, like I just said, it was like just a spiritual moment again. And then I just heard stepping good. It just felt so well on the beat. So I recorded the chorus, and then to me, listening back to the track, it just sounded like very South African house, you know, so there was no better person that I wanted to get on the track but Shoma Jozy. So I reached out to her team, and I sent them over the record, and she loved it. She just jumped on it, sent it back, and that's it. Literally, it's just a wrap.
It's amazing. So I actually interviewed her a couple of days ago on my show, and I asked her if I could ask you one question from her, what would it be? And she said, when you got her recording back, was it what you expected?
It was more than what I expected, to be honest. She just because you know Shoma Joji, she just has energy in the first place. She's just very energetic. And with my music, with Afro dance, that's what it's all about. It's all about the energy, you know. So she brought the energy I expected, but even more, you know, which added to the track and made the track as dope as it is today. So yeah, definitely. So yeah.
There we go. A little bit of A-Star chatting about his track with the Shoma Joji Code, Stepping Good, and speaking about how the spirits have called him to make the world dance, which I think is absolutely incredible. He spoke so incredibly about it. That interview, the full one, is going to be up on the catch-up page, 5fm.co.za, the top 40 on 5 with me, Nick Archibald, and you can go and listen to the full interview there. It'll be live straight after the show today. Let's get back into the music with this week's number 33, dropping two spots, Jethro Tate featuring Craig Lucas. It's called Weirdo Straight. After this, Build a Bee, Bella Porch, and All Your Exes, Julia Michaels. My name's Nick Archibald, this Top 40 on 5. A good morning.
Let me up, I need a break. Was I put here by mistake? I'm sick of feeling out of place.